Caddy Sailors was born in the tiny hamlet of Hillsdale, Wyoming. Population 47. He wound up playing college basketball for the Wyoming Cowboys, helping that program win the 1943 NCAA title, scoring 16 points. Now, 16 points back in 1943 was a huge total because of the game's unusual rules. He was named the tournament's MVP there at Madison Square Garden in New York. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Sports and Commentary today. My name is Greg Stewart. This is a program that you help sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check in anytime for all the info you need to give and support the show at WWIB.com. On a spring day in 1934, at the age of 13, Kenny Sailors first conceived the jump shot. It would, of course, revolutionize the game. Current NBA star Steph Curry, who's taken a few of those jump shots, is executive producer of a movie about Kenny's life called, appropriately enough, Jump Shot. It was released online only a few months ago because of COVID. Kenny passed away at the age of 95 4 years ago, and it was 6 years ago that Kenny and I got together on Sports and Commentary to share his story. So I thought we'd go back this week and review those programs and hear from this legend. He and his wife, Marilyn, lived in Alaska for 34 years, moved from Wyoming to Alaska, and I asked him why they moved so far from where they grew up.
We moved there in 1965 so my wife could live at a lower altitude than in Wyoming and to realize a dream we long had as a couple. I planned to go into the big game guiding and outfitting business, but just like I had in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, for almost 20 years prior to this.
So what did you do up in Alaska all that time?
Well, I did a lot of things, it turned out. The big game hunting and outfitting business took only a couple of months in the fall. Once people knew I had played in the NBA, they began to ask me to coach high school ball or community ball or something. With community support in Glen Allen, which is northeast of Anchorage, I started a girls' basketball team in their high school, which was the beginning of girls' basketball in the Alaskan public schools. At Glen Allen, we won 3 state championships, runners-up a 4th year, and once had a winning streak of 68 games. In the late 1980s, I went to Angoon, Alaska. That's a place pretty close to Juneau, down on the southern tip of Admiralty Island. And I had a successful run coaching girls' basketball for 3 years there in Angoon before I had to retire at the age of 70. I also taught government and history in high school and went all over Alaska conducting basketball clinics for kids. The first girl to shoot my jump shot that I can remember was someone I taught how to do it. She played for me in Glen Allen. I taught at the Glen Allen Bible College and coached a community basketball team. One of my players on that team went on to qualify for the U.S. Women's Olympic team. The Alaskan State Legislature also credits me and the Glen Allen American Legion Post with starting Boys State in Alaska. I had a good understanding of parliamentary procedure. I had worked with Boys State in Wyoming for almost 20 years and had been elected to the state legislature there. I also worked on the new Alaska pipeline around 1970.
Wow, what a life up there. Well, your world revolved around basketball for a good share of your life. What happened, Kenny, later in your life to turn your attention to a relationship with Jesus Christ?
The Lord caused me to become more and more interested in spiritual matters. I found that the Bible is my favorite book and the only real guide we need for good living. Also, going to church with your children, we felt, made a big difference in our life and that of our children.
Good. And so how's your personal faith in Jesus changed your life?
Well, it's changed it in a lot of ways, and always for the best. A life in Christ causes you to put a lot of things out of your life that you once did or at least put them to rest. For example, I don't fear death anymore in the sense that a lot of people do. For me, it's the threshold to eternal life with God.
Mm-hmm. So do you have opportunities to witness for the Lord when you meet other folks?
Yes, I do so eagerly, knowing that It's really the Lord working in me. It's not my own power to do this. In Philippians 2:13, it reads, "For it is God who works in you both the will and to do according to his good pleasure."
Mm-hmm. So who have been the most important people in your life, and why?
The two most important people in my life have been my mother, Cora, and my wife, Marilyn. My mother loved me even when she disciplined me, and she told me so. Sometimes with a paddle, and that wasn't real good, but she used it handily. She gave me good advice. My wife was my best friend. We had a long marriage and loved the Lord together. We were a good team.
Mm-hmm. Well, you made it to the Final Four. You made it to the championship game and won one with the Wyoming Cowboys. So you have your own version, though, Kenny, of the Final Four. What is that?
Well, naturally, God was the first one, husband, father, and U.S. Marine in that order. Basketball and the jump shot aren't included.
Basketball legend Kenny Sailors and former World War II Marine, the inventor of the jump shot. I'd like to think that he isn't any more of a loafer today in heaven than he was here on earth. That's it for sports and commentary today. Greg Stewart on this side. Thanks a lot for checking in. God bless you.